Good morning, KSL News Time is 5 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
The future of downtown Salt Lake has a key focus, or was a key focus, of last night's Salt Lake City Council meeting, with big changes being proposed, all linked to the arrival of Utah's new NHL hockey team.
We begin our live team coverage, Downtown Revitalization, with KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston. Peter?
Amanda, let's just start by saying the scope of this thing is going to be big. Smith Entertainment Group representative Mike Mann says if magically they could put
the very best state-of-the-art perfect arena for hockey and basketball on the site where the Delta Center is right now and nothing else in downtown changed, we would not do it.
Instead, the group wants to, in their words, revitalize the two blocks east of the Delta Center. That includes the Bravenel Hall and part of the Salt Palace. The council has agreed to a 0.05% sales tax increase for 30 years, with all that money going to the group. Mann estimates they'll be investing at least $3 billion. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
People concerned about the future of Salt Lake City's Japantown are closely watching every detail involved in the downtown revitalization plans. KSL TV's Lauren Steinbrecher has that part of our coverage.
Roland Yoshinaga hopes the vision from decades ago doesn't repeat. The Salt Palace loading docks that also line Japantown Street. The Smith Entertainment Group talked to the Salt Lake City Council Tuesday about the plan to revitalize that portion of downtown. The backside of the plan would be on Japantown Street.
Yoshinaga hopes Japantown won't be left on the backside of another major development. Instead, they want to be included in the planning.
This morning, Utah's new hockey team is also preparing for the upcoming draft as they try to build a playoff contending team and bring more excitement to downtown and the state. KSL News Radio's Adam Small continues our live team coverage, Downtown Revitalization. Adam?
Amanda, Utah's NHL team is going to get to pick from some of the very best prospects this year as they've been awarded the sixth pick in the upcoming NHL draft. The team's GM, Bill Armstrong, spoke to reporters after yesterday's draft lottery.
You get excited because now you know exactly where you're picking. So you're kind of, now it's going to the scouting meetings and honing in on the players that we like at six. So it's really now just targeting your guys. It's an exciting time of year.
Utah's also going to get to pick three times in the second round. Our team's got 13 total picks in this year's draft, more than any other team in the NHL. The draft is June 28th and 29th in Las Vegas. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Of course, you can count on us to closely follow all the developments surrounding the plans to revitalize downtown, both on the radio and on our website at kslnewsradio.com.
In the line of duty, preparations are now underway for the funeral of Santaquin Police Sergeant Bill Hoosier, which will take place on Monday morning at Utah Valley University. And the scholarship program that honors Utah's fallen officers has just named three new recipients. Jessica Marklin is one of those recipients. Her dad is an officer with the UTA Police Force.
I hope to be able to contribute as well to that community as a teacher.
The foundation behind the program recently gave $25,000 to the family of Police Sergeant Bill Hoosier.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The Biden administration says it's pausing weapon shipments to Israel as military operations in Rafah escalate. ABC's M. Nguyen is following the story for us this morning.
This appears to be a major policy shift by the White House, sending a message to Israel by pausing a shipment of more than 3,000 bombs. A senior U.S. official says the administration last week held back the delivery out of concern that the weapons are similar to the kind of bombs that could be used in Rafah, where more than a million Palestinian civilians have sought shelter since the war began. The White House opposes an Israeli ground invasion there unless there's a credible plan to protect those civilians.
This is the first time the White House has paused arms shipments to Israel since the October 7th Hamas-led attack.
First look traffic now on your Wednesday morning, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
Right now, if you're traveling through the valley, I-15 off to a good start. Roads are dry this morning, and the only crash we have reported is supposedly up by 215 near the Legacy Split going towards Davis County, although I don't see any slowing from that at all. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The State Auditor's Office is being inundated with complaints about the recent implementation of a law that regulates which bathroom a person can use. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson reports it appears most of those complaints are coming from people who oppose the law.
State Auditor John Dougal says since the law went into effect on May 1st, they've received about 10,000 complaints.
Some are clearly just protests. It's not actually a complaint. It's just, I don't like this. Others appear like they're trying to submit a complaint, but they'll indicate the name of an individual, which clearly isn't a complainant.
But Dougal says they are not bathroom monitors. They did not make this law, and they did not ask to be in charge of compliance checks for this bill. His office simply deals with the compliance of state and local entities' buildings, not the investigation of people and their genders. Dougal says people who are unhappy with this law should contact their legislators, not file complaints. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
A Spanish Fork man is facing federal charges after being accused of supplying fentanyl that killed a woman. 28-year-old Jared Titcomb is accused of providing the drugs to the victim on Christmas Eve. The next day, a family member found the woman dead. The investigation revealed she died of an overdose and had fentanyl in her system. Titcomb is now charged with distribution resulting in death.
West Jordan's plans for a community center for the arts is back on track after years of ups and downs.
It's taken 7 years to finally move forward with the new community and arts center for the city of West Jordan. Marie Majors, the city's public information manager, expressed the excitement they feel.
Celebrate arts and music and theater and be another community gathering place for West Jordan.
That excitement is shared with the Cultural Arts Society of West Jordan, who's had to use spaces in Taylorsville and Midvale to perform their plays. Rachel O. Crowley with the society said they can't wait to move their shows back home and display local art inside.
I think it's really cool to bring all the culture into West Jordan.
The city hopes to unveil the center in 2025. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.